Hey, it's Stephen. Oh, okay, okay. Is there a good time to call back when you get to me?
6-0-0-7.
Yeah. This is John with Bank of Cardiff.
Tell the machine in.
Hey, is David in?
Hold on a second.
Okay, all right, I got gotcha. You. All right, goodbye. Take you off the calling list. I'm from New Jersey, and I can be taken off.
This is David.
Hey, David, this is Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Hey, look, I don't know if you remember, but we actually had spoken about a month and a half ago. You said kind of follow up towards the end of the year here or in a couple months in regards to some equipment financing and working capital. We had you guys pre-approved for $250,000, so it's just kind of circling back, seeing how business has been since then.
About the same.
About the same? You guys don't have anything coming up that, you know, would require some working capital or equipment financing?
No, not right now, buddy, that I know of.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. Does it start to, you know, typically pick up towards the end of the year, or are you guys, you know, just trying to push through everything right now?
We're just in an extraordinary circumstance with our business, you might say. We lost a bunch of employees, fired a bunch of employees is what we did. So our work output has really slowed down, so therefore our income has really slowed down. Well, that's just part of it, man, you know.
Yeah, that's business, you know. It happens. I've seen it happen before, and, you know, if you got to make those types of decisions to make the business survive, that's what you got to do. Do you just have, like, a bunch of machines that are sitting there without any operators now?
Yes, sir. Hit the nail on the head.
It's
hard to find people.
Okay, so is it just like nobody's looking to do this type of work anymore, or is it just that the industry's kind of slowing down? What's going on?
I just think everybody's lazier than hell. Nobody wants to work. That's what I can tell you.
Okay,
I mean, that's my honest opinion of it. You know, that's what I see. You know, we've interviewed a bunch of people. You know,
right? But
the ones that think they want a job don't know nothing, and the ones that want a job, you know. They know a lot, and they want $100 an hour, you know.
Yeah, no, of course. I definitely understand that. You know, it was just recently, about a week ago, I actually helped out. I don't know if you remember, but I had mentioned to you that the division of the bank that I work in, we specialize in machine shops and manufacturers and providing this type of financing to them. But I had helped out one of our clients last week, in this type of situation. He actually had to lay off about two employees, and he was, you know, a little upset about that because they weren't performing as effectively. But then he said that he was trying to hire on a couple new guys, and he needed some capital to maybe hire on a few guys that were worth it for the experience that they had and things like that. So we provided him with some cash to get that payroll up to meet those guys' demands. Is that something you might be interested in? It's kind of the same situation where you have machines sitting and not producing a revenue, but you need the people, and although the people are demanding a lot, if you want extra capital to pay them, you can, you know, go through our one of our programs that we have. It's definitely suited for this type of situation.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, man, but it ain't that as much as just finding somebody. You know, I've hired two guys that come in, had 20 years experience apiece, so I jumped all over them two guys, you know, and that's all I've had out of 20 people I've interviewed, two decent. You know,
right.
Part of the piece, you know.
Are you just trying to find the right people?
And it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people want mailbox money anymore. Ain't nobody wants to work no more, man. That's a problem. that's America. That's,
so,
you know.
No, I completely understand. I'm a second generation person myself, so I've seen my grandpa go through the whole phase of, you know, working hard to build something for himself, and then I kind of just, you know, follow along those footsteps, trying to make a name for myself as well. So I see where you're coming from, you know, the type of work ethic that, you know, you would like to see in your employees. Are you going to do anything differently, you know, if you can't get those positions filled?
Yeah, we're going to do something differently.
what do you have in mind? Like, are you just going to maybe downsize, sell a few of those pieces of equipment?
That's all you can do. Get rid of some of your equipment, downsize to the guys that you got, and you know, if I could keep the two guys I've just hired busy and me and Josh, my son, I'll be good, you know.
Right. Okay.
It's me paying all this overhead for this machinery sitting around, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. But, yeah, I mean, in our part of the country, which I'm in Tennessee, I guess you know that, but, you know, I don't know where you're at.
We're over here on the West Coast. We're in San Diego, actually.
These kids coming out of school, just they ain't learning nothing. They don't want to learn nothing. They have no gumption. They have no get up and go about themselves. You know, I guess it's where all they've ever done is sit on a computer and played on a phone, you know.
it's a generation nowadays, man. Generation.
I've heard several young guys, and they just don't work out. You know, you give a man a job, well, you expect him to work 40 hours a week, you know. You got an agreement there. I'm going to give you a job, and you're going to do this for me, and I'm going to do this for you. And they want it one way, you know. Everybody does. And that's everybody. The whole world's got that way, you know.
Right. No, David.
Anyway.
Why don't you refresh my memory a little bit in terms of, like, the types of customers that you typically work with?
We're automotive. We're mostly automotive. We got a few other customers, but... Our majority's automotive world.
Okay. And do a lot of those guys start, you know, putting in orders towards the end of the year?
No. My, I guess you would say my orders have been pretty strong all year long. You know, it's just been getting work out the door. You know, it's been my problem.
Okay.
I've had plenty of work. Still got plenty of work. Got more work than we'll get done by the end of the year. You know, but just. You know, that ain't my problem. It's just finding somebody to do anything. You know, you can't find nobody to sweep floor and drive truck. You know,
right? what's the typical way that you're kind of going about trying to find you know, a few of these operators? Are you just doing it through word of mouth? Have you put on like online ads, things like that, or what are you doing?
We've done everything, man. Online, newspapers, you know. Schools, went to a couple of these schools. That's where we've got a few of these young guys that we figured out ain't worth the crap. You know, went to these tech schools, went that route. Man, I've been every route there is to go. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know how it is out in California, but here, it just, there's nothing to pick from, you know.
Well, yeah, no, I definitely know where you're coming from in terms of one of the biggest issues lately has been that the work is, you know, slowed down tremendously. Manufacturing and machine shops as a whole, the industry is kind of just taking a huge hit with multiple different factors. One of them has to deal with the election, and then the other is basically commodity, you know, like oil, coal, things of that nature kind of have affected manufacturing a lot, and the outsourcing of jobs has really just, you know, slowed down the industry as a whole.
Yeah, I know it, man. Well, look, buddy, I need to get off here. I got to get to work and get something.
Yeah. I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I still have down that the email you gave me was smat@hughesdebt.net, right?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll just, you know what I'll do? I'll just shoot you over again my information just in case, you know, last time when we had talked, I might have just gone into the spam folder or something. Just show you, you know, what we have to offer. You can look us up online as well. And I'll have all my contact information. So if something does come up, you know, if you're looking for some capital or you want to bring on equipment, you know, just give me a call. You know, enjoyed talking with you and everything.
That'll work, buddy.
All right, David, you take care, man.
Thanks, sir.
Bye. All right, bye now.